What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You must remember this as a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Went under his passing attempt prop of 26.5, finished the game with 23. The loser of the night was Saquon Barkley over his longest rush. It was set at 19.5. He finished with a 16-yarder. And listen, I remember watching this play, and I feel like it was like his own teammates who were in the way. And I was screaming at my phone, which I was watching, you know, this game on, because I feel like that was the moment he had like a big open area, but there was like three linemen in the way. So that was an L. Still like it. Phillies Brewers first five under four. There was no score in this game after five innings, so that was an easy winner.
Nice job. Had an O for today. Should have been on football. I went baseball instead. Took a couple L's yesterday. I had the Phillies and the Brewers on the money line. Phillies win 2-0. Had Dodgers Pirates first five under 3.5. That was looking great until Blake Snell lost his mind in the fifth inning. So the Pirates go on and win that game over the Dodgers, sweep the Dodgers out in Pittsburgh. As for the Dogster, he was laying 8.5 with the Eagles, and the Eagles win 24-20. We're about to talk about that game. So, for the week, you are 3-3-1. I'm 2-3-1. The Dogster 2-1 here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. And if the NFL was looking for fireworks in game one, well, that's exactly what they got with the Eagles edging the Cowboys 24-20 last night. The Cowboys do cover, getting 8.5 points. Eagles minus 450 on the money line. Total set at 47 and a hook. The under hits. And as we all saw, the action starts early. Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott as they were talking and facing each other before the first snap of the game.
Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him? I think he did. There you go. There you go. And the official was right there to throw the flag.
Probably not on Mike Tirico's bingo card last night. Call courtesy of NBC. So that's a huge break for Dallas. Dak Prescott said after the game, we immediately adjusted our game plan once we knew the All-Pro was going to be out. Fortunately for the Eagles, once the game started, they still have their Super Bowl MVP on offense.
Second and goal. Hurts. Again the time. Now Chase. Now taken off to the pylon. Got there!
Once again, NBC, I should say, with the call. So, Hurts, 62 yards, two touchdowns on the ground. He goes 19 of 23 for 152 in the air. But the Cowboys actually lead this game 17-14 late in the second, but the Eagles then respond with, of course, Saquon.
And they run Barkley inside. Saquon, touchdown! Philadelphia on top.
Saquon, 18 carries, 60 yards, and a score. And then we get a 65-minute rain delay. I know you were talking about staying up late for this game. If you stayed up until the end, it was 12:18 in the morning. The Eagles get the dub. But what everybody's going to be talking about today is the spit coming from Jalen Carter's mouth before the game. What a wild way to start the NFL season.
Yeah, and especially since the NFL just sent out a memo before the start of the year saying, we're really going to focus on sportsmanship this year. And how do you kick off the season with one of the biggest names on the Eagles spitting on one of the biggest names of the Cowboys? So I feel like maybe this would be excusable if you're like not from this country or something, but like Jalen Carter, what are we doing? And I think this goes to a larger issue and some of the issues we've seen with Jalen Carter, because it would be one thing if it was a one-off and there was no other character issues that were brought up by Jalen Carter, but we saw him fall in the draft because of this. He is still an exceptional defensive lineman, but this is not something you can do to your team. Obviously, as a human being, this is not the right thing to do either. But more than that, you let your teammates down in a huge divisional game. And listen, this was a close game the entire way. So Jalen Carter has a lot to think about.
This is one of the dumbest and most stupid and selfish acts I've seen in the NFL in a long time. Like, immediately kicked out of the game after the NFL said during the offseason, we are going to reinforce the idea that you should show sportsmanship during this season. Then, in the season opener, doesn't play a snap, gets booed out of the stadium by Philly fans, as he should have. It's like the unwritten rule, you don't key another man's car, and you never spit on another man. You never spit on anyone. Also, never key anyone's car. But this is just so selfish behavior, the fact that you're in that moment, and like it's almost like he was looking for a reason, because apparently moments earlier, Dak Prescott was saying after the game, he spit because he spits all the time, he said. You know, I'm just spitting before the game or whatever. He said, I'm not proud of it. And then this guy comes up to me, Jalen Carter, and says, are you trying to spit on me? Just like looking for a fight. You have to be more aware in that situation, because he is a hell of a football player. But when you act in that way, you punish your team. And look, he is a massive talent. So when you have someone that good out of the game immediately, it opens the door for a team like Dallas to come in and get the win. And this game was close because of it. It was a terrible move.
Yeah, especially when the referee was standing right there and we have 4K cameras. Because, like, they caught this. Like, they zoomed in. They're like, here's a little ball of spit. You're like, there he did. He did it. And don't spit on somebody. Like, I feel like this is something you learn in, like, elementary school. Because, yeah. Like, we have had this issue with some of the 5-year-olds on the playground. But we're talking about 5-year-olds, not grown men who are getting paid millions of dollars to play football for a living. So this is something that's going to have to be cleared up. But I will say, last night was a tale of two Jalens. One Jalen was on his worst behavior. The other Jalen was absolutely on his best behavior. Jalen Hurts was incredible to start this game. Like, I think some people wondered that, okay, you know, it's first game this season, maybe there's going to be some rust. I think he started this game 6 of 6. And even for the night, he had 82% completion percentage for the night. And also was incredible on his feet. Like, I think everybody expected Saquon to be, like, the star of the show, which, you know, he just didn't get as many carries. But Jalen Hurts scored 2 touchdowns on the ground, ran for 62 yards. What a game from Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he's going to be, as he always has been, which is this very effective, very efficient player that for some reason people like to pile on during the offseason, which I don't get. He's the reigning Super Bowl MVP. He's an incredible threat. How many teams would love to have a Jalen Hurts on their roster at quarterback? And so I also wonder, too, how this is going to affect the Eagles for the rest of the season. Saquon only 60 yards. It's just that the bar was so high from last year. I mean, he went for over 2,000 yards during the regular season and the playoffs. It would be not impossible, but highly improbable that he would replicate something like that. So if we see more balance on the Eagles' offense and Saquon rushing a little less, that wouldn't surprise me. A.J. Brown only 1 target in this game, so that was kind of surprising as well. But the Eagles look like the Eagles, and whenever they get Jalen Carter back, they're going to be even better. Also, the NFL is going to come down hard on Jalen Carter, as they should. When you say during the offseason and you make a point, hey, you need to step it up. Not him in particular, but as a league, we're only going to allow so much. And before the first game, after that video is sent out, after that release is sent out, you do this, they're going to make an example of him. So it doesn't necessarily make the team, the Eagles, weaker moving forward, but it's going to be a massive blow, because I wouldn't be surprised. He's going to get fined. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a suspension in place as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked either. And listen, NFL, putting choose love in the end zones clearly isn't working. So maybe you need to do something else to enforce sportsmanship. So I think you're on to something. We probably will see a bigger punishment leveled, because the NFL is probably trying to make an example out of him. Jenks, from a betting standpoint, how mad do you think overbettors were in this game?
I mean, probably pretty angry. It was right there. I mean, the Cowboys had a chance to win this thing, or at least go down the field and win it. So credit to the Eagles for shutting down Dak Prescott late. But ultimately, I mean, it was right there. And ultimately, when you have a delay of more than 60 minutes, any sort of momentum on both sides is completely shut down. We had a massive game where it looked like, oh, the over is just going to blow by after this high-scoring first half. Mm-hmm. What we get in the second half? Just a handful of points, and then it doesn't come close. You know, a few points under when it looked like this was going to hit easily.
Yeah, I think that's an important lesson for the people who are already victory-lapping the over in the first half. Just because the offenses are firing on all cylinders in the first half does not mean it is a guaranteed winner in the second half. So just know you should not be victory lapping until this bet actually hits.
I will also say this, that from a Cowboys perspective, the Cowboys look pretty good. Yeah, it helped not having Jalen Carter to deal with. He's an all-pro. But there was this big idea going into this game that the Cowboys are a mess, the Cowboys aren't going to be effective, the Cowboys are done, that locker room is trash, and not trash because of the people, but you know, absolutely discombobulated because of the Micah Parsons trade. And I think we saw that Dallas, particularly when Dak is healthy and the weapons that he has around him, this can be a very, very effective offense. They ran the ball really well with Javonte Williams, and CeeDee Lamb went off last night. Monster game. 7 catches, 110 yards. So I'm not saying that the Cowboys are going to be a serious threat in the NFC East. We'll see how that plays out, even though the division is always tough. But I think we did see last night that the Cowboys are more galvanized and are going to be maybe more of a threat than we thought because of all the nonsense that we saw from Jerry before the season started.
Right, at least from a passing offense standpoint. Like, they are a good passing offense. I know the numbers don't fly off the page. Dak Prescott only 188 yards in this game, but they got some big plays, and a lot of it came from the hands of CeeDee Lamb, who is a true number one receiver who should be respected. He's put up some crazy numbers over these past couple of seasons, and that's with some backup quarterbacks as well. I do think some of it's going at Adoree Jackson. My goodness. I remember when he played for the Titans, he was not good, and he is still not good when he plays for Philadelphia. So I will say this, from a Philly standpoint, some of their secondary certainly looks beatable, and I will say the Cowboys' passing offense at least looks good.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about Dak is that we forget that, you know, during the regular season when he's healthy, and we've seen this over the past few years, despite the playoff failures that they've had, he's a very good quarterback. So I know the numbers don't just go crazy when you look down at the stat sheet, but they were able to move the ball on that Eagles defense because we've heard, all right, if they do have any sort of weakness, it's probably at corner. It's probably in that secondary. So what I took away was the Eagles are the Eagles. You know, it's never easy to repeat as Super Bowl champions. But also, let's not act like the Cowboys are going to win 3 or 4 games. This is still a solid team that can beat you any given weekend. And I think I sort of fell victim, too, of the idea, oh, Dallas might stink now because they're just in disarray. And that it didn't look to be the case last night.
Well, and also it was a divisional matchup. Like, I think this is an important betting lesson for people to learn is that even if the other team and the so-called rivalry is looking down on their luck, it is still a rivalry matchup. And I think we could tell that by the chippiness of this one. And so when you look at some of the games on the card this week, like, what is it? The Giants and the Commanders? Don't the Commanders play the Giants? Who do they play? Who do the Commanders
play? They host
play?
The Giants, yeah.
Exactly. So buyer beware, laying 6 points in that game.
I see a lot of people on the Commanders to cover the number. I don't know. That's a big number in a division game. We're going to find out soon enough because week one is here. And we're going to continue looking at, we'll look at that game later on, Cowboys and Eagles. But, of course, we're going to talk about Sunday, week one of the National Football League, including Aaron Rodgers making his debut in the black and yellow. That's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network, and it's Football Friday, even better. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we will preview the early slate on Sunday in the National Football League, including the Saints. They're bad, but are they bad enough to get blown out by the Cardinals? That and more headed your way. But first, Chelsea, you found this yesterday, which is absolutely worth sharing. And so at a Chiefs press conference, I assume this is over the past couple days, Travis Kelce is there, Patrick Mahomes is there. Travis Kelce was asked a question and then, without saying anything, goes into an impression of Patrick Mahomes.
We've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
You know, as far as impressions go, that's pretty good. And Travis Kelce probably should have a good impression because he spends a ton of time around Patrick Mahomes, obviously. But I have to say, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was spot on. Like, I feel bad for our radio listeners because they're probably just like, why is it two quotes from Patrick Mahomes? You know, you kind of have to see the video to get the full effect because it does sound exactly like it's coming from Patrick Mahomes' mouth. But it's nice to have him have a little bit of a sense of humor still, because I have noticed that, like, he's a little bit more corporate now. Because, listen, he's engaged to, you know, the biggest celebrity on the face of planet Earth. And sometimes you can't say the jokes that you want to say. And you have to, like, dumb down your personality a little bit so nobody gets mad at things. So it was nice to see a little flash of this. But what an impression from Travis Kelce. This was the best part of that press conference. Like, I was watching SportsCenter yesterday, and they kept showing, like, little tidbits from this press conference. I'm like, why aren't you showing the best part? This was literally the best part of the entire press conference.
My favorite part was hearing Travis do it and then Patrick Mahomes laughing. Like, and so it sounds like they're both talking at the same time. Like, one guy is actually speaking in his regular voice. The other guy is impersonating him. It was so good. And then, of course, Travis has to be like, well, I'm just getting him back. Like, and shows his actual voice. And to me, it just sort of punctuated what a good impression that was. Have you ever had to do a commercial or something, any sort of ad where you've had to adjust your voice a little bit in a way that it normally doesn't sound?
Well, I mean, when you have your voice for broadcasting, like early on, I feel like 15 years ago, you had like more of a, I'm trying to think how to phrase this, because there was a very specific like newscaster voice that they used for women. So like everybody like sounded the same. So we all like tried to do like the same impression where you lower your voice, because especially for women, you can sound extremely shrill if your voice is high. So women have to keep low and calm and the same like note throughout. So it definitely takes some practice. But once you hear somebody with a really shrill voice that like vacillates all over the place, you will notice it.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, for any voice. I mean, Patrick Mahomes' voice, God love him. It's a little grating at times. But I told you before, when I used to work for the Texas Lottery, and I would read the numbers, and I wanted to do it in a regular voice, and they were like, no, 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 no. Really go for it. I was like, okay. And so then it was, good evening, and welcome to the Texas Lottery for September 5th, 2025. Remember, you can win $3 just by matching three numbers, which I don't normally talk like a maniac, but they were just like, oh, that's perfect. I was like, okay, that's what you guys want. So, you know, it just depends on whatever project you're working on. Regardless, not a project yesterday for the Chiefs, but that was pretty awesome to hear Kelce give Patrick Mahomes. And also, you know what I mean? You get kind of a little extra insight into the relationship as well, which I think is great.
I think it's also a good sign that they're kind of ribbing each other. Because I don't think that you rib each other unless you're actually friends, right? Because people take it the wrong way.
No, absolutely. So we're going to rib the Saints a lot this season, and rightfully so, because they are a terrible football team. So we don't necessarily have to go into the particulars of Cardinals Saints, but I did want to throw it out there because this is the season opener for a team in New Orleans that we think is going to be the worst team in the NFL. And they're hosting Arizona, but Arizona is laying 6.5. I'm just curious about your thoughts. Because Arizona is so bad, or the Saints are so bad, would you lay the points with the Cardinals here? Spencer Rattler, at quarterback for New Orleans?
I mean, everything you say, I'm like walking this back, but I feel like you still need to be really careful. Week one in the NFL. Like, stranger things have happened. And the reports out of camp for the Cardinals have not been the best when it comes to their offense. And, you know, everything firing all cylinders. Like, Kyler Murray deserves some respect. He is somebody who's been an MVP candidate of the NFL before. I know nobody wants to talk about the Cardinals. But still, 6.5 is a big number. And we saw this routinely in the NFL last year. There were terrible teams that kept it close with some of the best teams in football. And especially the first week of the season, where some of these teams are still working out the kinks. Hell, look at last night. The line was 8.5 between the Cowboys and the Eagles. So I'm not saying that this is a matchup like that. I am just saying 6.5 is not a point spread, bless you, that I would like to be laying right now. I do think I look at some of these passing totals. 193 for Spencer Rattler seems very high. To put that in perspective, Dak Prescott had 188 yards last night, and I felt like he was lighting it up. So I feel like I would hit the under on Spencer Rattler and his passing prop.
Yeah, his total number of touchdowns is set at a half. A half touchdown. Can he get one touchdown against an above-average Cardinals defense? Not an amazing defense, not a top-10 defense, but a solid defense. Also, just for the record, Arizona last year, sneaky great against the spread. They went 11-6 ATS, a clip of more than 64%. So you take a team that was very good last year, taking on probably, I think by all accounts, the worst team in the NFL this year, and it's at 6.5. I don't know if I'm going to play it, but I would certainly lean Arizona minus 6.5. What is another game on the board that interests you?
All right, so I know there's a couple that are making the card for you in this window, but let's talk about this one for a second because we kind of hinted at it at the top of the show. The Giants and the Commanders, another big spread here, Washington laying 6 points, and I feel like a lot of people are very ready to fall in love with this team. Because, listen, they were very easy to fall in love with last year with Jaden Daniels at the helm. Now, Scary Terry's got his contract. But the Giants are a divisional team. And you've said this on the show before. The Giants have played the Commanders pretty closely over the years. And we saw this with Washington last year. They played in a ton of close games. They had 9 wins last year by 6 points or fewer. And some of those teams were not good. So I think that's one that I think a lot of people, the public, is going to be all over. In fact, I want to check the numbers over at BetMGM and see how much the public is all over the Commanders, because I feel like that's going to be a very public play. All right, so over at BetMGM, the Commanders are getting 66% of the spread bets. Jenks, how do you feel about fading the public? I know it's a strategy for some people almost automatically.
I think that, of course, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but I would say in general, if you are fading the public more often than not, you're definitely going to be on the right side. There are always bets that seem obvious, which is how they get you, right? Like, I would not lay last this night. Number. Yeah. Like, last night's a perfect example where you're like, oh, my God, Dallas is terrible. Jerry Jones has destroyed the locker room. All right, it's going to be a blowout. Eagles are the defending champions. Saquon's going to be all over them. And you're like, okay. And that's where the line moved from 6.5 to 8.5 in that game. And then what happened? We saw some buyback. It's almost like some sharp money was waiting for the public to come in, boost up the number, and then there was some buyback. Like, all right, yeah, I'll take the Cowboys, a divisional game, at 8.5. Number went down to 8. So I think on the whole, if you're looking for a strategy, and again, sometimes the public nails it, but on the whole, fading the public is not a bad strategy.
I think especially in the NFL, because it's not even about winning the game. It's because some of these games are just close. And at the end of the game, like, teams are not trying to pile it on. They are simply trying to survive in advance in this league. All right, let's go to a game that's going to make the card for me. Steelers and Jets. I think a lot of eyeballs will be on this one simply because a lot of people want to see Aaron Rodgers. But I do think it's going to be the defenses that rule the day in this one. For me, you look at the Jets and you say, okay, this is going to be a team that looks maybe a little one-dimensional when Justin Fields is your quarterback. When the reports out of training camp are saying, hey, he's been really dynamic with his feet, but he has a ways to go as a passer. It's not a great thing when you're going against the Steelers defensive front that's been so good over the past couple of seasons. TJ Watt got paid. So I feel like the Jets offense is going to have a tough day ahead of it. And plus, when you look at Mike Tomlin, the more veteran head coach in this situation, like, I like Aaron Glenn too, but Mike Tomlin has been good in season openers, 11-6-1 in season openers during his career, and even a winning record on the road, 6-4-1. My only reservation in this game is maybe laying 3 points on the road in the first week of the season in a game that has a total of 38.5. I will say you can get the Steelers at -150 if you're not averse to laying some juice. I do think that is a very solid play when you think this game's going to be low scoring, but I don't think it's going to be the Aaron Rodgers show. I think it's going to be a conservative game plan from Arthur Smith, who we know loves to run the football. He loves running those like two tight end sets. So I think it's going to be low scoring, but I do think the Steelers start the season with a win.
I like the Jets here. I can't believe I'm saying this. I like the Jets and the points. I feel like everyone is on the Steelers. And I don't know what the public money is right now, but it feels like that most people are on the Steelers here because it's Aaron Rodgers, because it's the Steelers, because Aaron Rodgers is going back to the Meadowlands where things didn't work out, and because the Jets stink and the Jets are not going to be a good football team. But remember this. When Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers, did the numbers move at all? Normally when a quarterback, a big-time quarterback, a big-name quarterback, signs with someone or is traded to someone, it moves the market immediately because it's the most important position on the field. When Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers, market did not move at all. And so I don't know if I would take Pittsburgh -3. If you like Pittsburgh, maybe on the money line, but I honestly think the Jets +3 is probably where I would go here. They have a really good defense. That's sort of what got lost in the mix last year is the Jets have a top-end defense. They have enough skilled position players on offense, I think, to keep this close. So it's not going to be a place where I put my money, but I kind of like the Jets and the points here.
I just can't make a case for their offense. I just can't, especially now that they have Elijah Vera Tucker out of the lineup. That was breaking this week. So I'm not somebody who trusts Justin Fields. I just don't. So I am trusting the more veteran head coach because you would think some continuity would help. But I guess it should be mentioned that Aaron Rodgers is learning a new offense as well. So maybe it goes either way, but I am sticking with the Steelers here.
I'm going to bet on the Browns this week. I'm grabbing the Browns and the points. That's some sicko stuff. Don't bet on the Browns. I don't know. But I've seen enough from Cincinnati in the preseason that makes me wonder. And you're like, okay, dude, it's preseason. But also the Bengals played a lot of their starters in the preseason. That was one of the few interesting preseason storylines where it's like, all right, the Bengals need the work because they always start off slow. We know that. So Joe Burrow was in the lineup. We saw Ja'Marr Chase in the lineup. And that defense, this was a bad defense last year. And even though they re-signed Trey Hendrickson for another season, they had him last year. They were still bad. And so I know the Browns suck. I get that. But in a divisional game, again, divisional game, you got a home dog in a divisional game getting 5.5 points and a guy in Joe Flacco. For all the talk about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco can still drive the car. And because it's week one, I kind of think this is another going to be a play where people are going to look at the Bengals and say, oh, it's going to be a blowout. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think I'm going to put some money on Cleveland here.
Well, and very famously, Joe Burrow has a losing record against the Browns. Like, I think everybody loves to talk about how good Joe Burrow is against, like, the Chiefs and the top dogs in the AFC. The Browns have had his number. He's 3-5 against them. Yeah. So I don't know what it is about the Browns. And think about the Browns teams over the last few years in which that record was compiled. Those are not good teams.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Even when the Browns have been really bad, for some reason, it is a tough matchup for Joe Burrow. It's the first game of the season. Maybe they win, because I will say this. The Bengals have really put a lot of stock into trying to get off to a better start. They have played a lot of their starters in the preseason. So maybe we see a better effort, at least from their offense. And maybe you could make a case for the over in this game, but you'd have to trust the Browns' offense a little bit more. 47.5 feels like a gettable number. I think maybe that's the way to go, or you just take the points with the Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to grab the points with the Browns. I think it's kind of a sneaky good pick, again, because it's a division game. And that's just a point you're going to hear again and again and again, but it's worth hammering home. When you play another team twice every season, every year. You know the personnel. You know what you're going to get. You have plenty of tape. And it just makes it easier to prepare. We were talking about Commanders, Giants, and the Giants with Daniel Jones. If you go back and you look at Daniel Jones and how he performed against the Commanders before he left, like, you'd be like, this guy's all world. But no, it was just against Washington because it was a divisional game because, again, the game planning is just different.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Daniel Jones, I think he's a good look for some rushing props. I've been reading up about the Colts, and I think that especially under Shane Steichen, like, remember, Shane Steichen was the offensive coordinator for Jalen Hurts, so he certainly knows how to use dual-threat quarterbacks to his advantage. So it'll be interesting to see what Daniel Jones brings to the table because, listen, the expectations are very low in Indianapolis.
Yeah, Colts are hosting the Dolphins in the early window on Sunday, and the Colts a one-point favorite with the total set at 46 and a hook, kind of like Indianapolis in that spot. Don't trust that Miami defense. Coming up next, we talk about the early games. Now it's time to do the late afternoon games on Sunday. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Welcome back. It's Football Friday, always the best day of the week, especially during the season when football's underway. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messer. Thanks for being with us for Live Across the Country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East, Monday through Friday. Coming up here on the show, the afternoon slate for week one in the NFL on Sunday, including the debut of Cam Ward with Chelsea's Tennessee Titans. You know what I did yesterday before we get into the afternoon slate? I almost blinded myself in a freak accident. It was terrifying. You ever seen an old door? Or maybe you have one. I don't think you do, but in our place, because DC's so old, we have some older doors in our condo where they have like a ball catch at the top. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's,
yeah, you know, when so you don't slam it.
Right. So there's right. A little ball that adjusts on a spring, and then you click it into the closet door, the frame, whatever. And so a couple days ago, this thing pops out. I'm like, I think it's broken. So I put it back in, fell out again. And then we had a cleaning crew come in because Catherine's mother showed up yesterday. Sheila's in town. That's fun. Wanted to have the house clean. So when I got home, this metal ball, and this is not hollow, like it's just solid metal, is just sitting out on like a chest of drawers in the bedroom. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to test this thing one more time and see if I can lock it in. Otherwise, I got to replace it. So I snap it back in, close the door, open it up again, and I'm looking up, right, to see if it pops out. This metal ball pops up and hits me in the middle of the eye. And like hurt my eyeball. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about my eyeball got like pushed in, like kink. And I was like, oh my, for a second, I like black for a second. And then I was like, okay, I'm all right. That's one of those weirdo accidents that I was telling Catherine. I was like, had I actually been blinded in one eye telling people this story, I'd have been like, you know what, just don't worry about it. I just wear a patch. It's a long story. And then all my, it's all funny now. At the time, I was like, God bless. That's one of those things you would never plan on in a million years, and yet something terrible could have happened. Thank God I have my sight today.
There's a guy that, you know, that coffee place I go to all the time? It's not Starbucks. It's the local coffee shop. There's a guy there that wears an eye patch.
Really?
And I feel like me and Jake, like, try not to say some sort of, like, pirate pun every time we go there. Oh, my gosh. It's so hard.
He probably gets it.
And you're just like, aye, aye, Cap'n. You're like, I mean, thanks for the coffee, sir. But yeah, that's crazy. You need to start wearing safety goggles. But let me backtrack for a second. So so we're clear, are you talking about like the little spring that like if you flick it and it like boing, is it at the bottom of the door frame?
The
I'm
top.
I'm not sure if I know what you're talking about.
It's at the top. And it's like a very old, like, trust me, I did not know before I moved in. It's like, oh, it's just an older door where it's just, you know, it helps secure the doors in the frame. You just click it shut. Like, it's not something I really paid attention to until I'm like, oh, these are kind of older, but no big deal. And then I almost got blinded by one. So that was fun. I mean, I don't need to come into this show with a patch next week. And you're like, are you okay? And I'm like, Chelsea, you're due for a stabbing. Stop saying that. That poor guy. He probably gets out all the time.
Well, it is radio, at least. Like, it's definitely not, like, your main thing. And I will say, like, you probably only really need one eye, unless you're doing a bunch of depth perception stuff. Because I've told you this story before. My brother's completely blind in one eye. And he actually was really good at basketball. Like, he was a sharpshooter. He was a three-point shooter. And his one eye was so strong that it, like, made up for, like, whatever was not working. in his other eye. So, like, you can survive. Might look funny, but you can't survive. Yeah.
I'd be the only guy in sports betting with a pirate patch. That'd be my thing, you know?
Maybe
pirate
not.
Picks. Oh, man. Lots of right. pirate puns, you know? You replace the dongster with a parrot on my shoulder.
You got to bet
like
on the Bucks.
You'd be like, what?
And the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yeah, I'm always betting on the Pirates. Oh, that'd be a whole thing. Maybe that wouldn't be a bad thing at all. We switch it up, and they're like, wow, they've really done a lot of things with this show, taken a lot of creative liberties ever since Jinx went blind in his one eye. Late window games in the NFL. No Pirates on the schedule here. So are you going to bet on the Titans and the Broncos? What's going to happen in this game? The Broncos are laying... I know it had to be done. I mean, come on. We're already talking about it. Broncos are laying 8 at home. Just kind of an odd number. It's through all the key numbers, but it is the debut of Cam Ward. What do you think?
This is a tough one. And we've talked about how it's tough to like give bets on your own team, because if you look at reality and you say, okay, the Titans are starting a rookie quarterback on the road at one of the toughest places to play in the NFL against a very good head coach in Sean Payton, against a Broncos team that's very good on paper and should be one of the contenders in the AFC this year. But then if you don't pick the Titans and they end up covering or they end up looking good, you look like a traitor and you'll be pushed overboard and you'll be forced to walk the plank, Sir Jenks. So I think the way that I'm playing this one, I know it is very dumb.
No, I love it though. Go ahead. Sorry.
So I found a same game parlay in this game that I'm going to do with Calvin Ridley, because we've talked about this before. I think especially with rookie quarterbacks, they find their security blanket. They want to throw to one receiver who they think is going to catch it no matter what the down is. So I think that guy is Calvin Ridley for Cam Ward. So the bet that I'm going to make is a two-pick parlay on what is his catches and his receiving yards. So I need him to get 3-plus catches and 25-plus yards. It feels like a very low output. And that's minus 145. So I dumbed it down a bit. I'm not sure what his normal number is, but I do think he gets 3 catches for 25 yards. That feels like a very gettable number. I know this Broncos secondary is tough, but still, I think we see a lot of targets for Calvin Ridley this week.
That's a lot of juice, caca! Whoa, Pete the Parrot chiming in with your Calvin Ridley bet. I don't mind that. I mean, he is going to be the primary go-to guy. Also, did you see yesterday Cam Ward was asked about his pregame routine or what he likes to do? I thought this was fascinating. He said, I just like to sit in silence. No music, no conversation. I just like to sit and enjoy the silence, like on a road trip. Just sit there by myself. Just quiet. Which I kind of love. That shows that that can be a sign of intelligence when you're just working through things, when you're thinking about things, when you're looking at things from like different angles. So I mean, doesn't guarantee he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, but that's not normally what you hear from a pro football player.
I think this is the tough part, because everything Cam Ward has said, like, I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to say, oh, he's doing all the right things. He is a hard worker. He's got a good head on his shoulders. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't produce, he doesn't produce. Because we had this issue with Marcus Mariota. He was like a community hero, and everybody loved him. But the Titans offense at the time was averaging like 18 points a game. So you just can't keep him on. So we'll see with Cam Ward. But I will say, if he even looks decent in this first game against the Broncos, like that is a very good sign. Because this is not an easy way to start your NFL career.
Yeah. I am looking at a game out west. Niners and Seahawks. I'm trying to get some plus money. I like the Seahawks here outright over the Niners. The Niners are laying 2.5 and they're minus 135 on the money line. But Seahawks are plus 115. I'm hitching myself to the Sammy Darnold train. Like, I know that people like to bag on him because he wasn't great at the end of the year, but there's a reason why he signed that major contract in Seattle. He's looked great in the preseason, picked up the offense like that. And we've talked a lot about the Niners on this show, and I'm just not big on San Francisco. That defense, forget what you thought you knew about the Niners defense. This Niners defense gave up more than 30 points on the road last season. And the Niners have lost 12 of 13 at Lumen Field on Sunday games. Like, they just have not performed well in Seattle historically. So when you take a rejuvenated quarterback And by the way, Lumen Field, it's one of the few fields I've been to, one of the few stadiums I've been to in the NFL. It is no joke. It is really, really difficult playing in front of that 12th man. It's like being in the middle of an airport or on the tarmac in a Jets landing. It's wild there. I like Seattle on the money line.
Yeah, the main thing in this, where I think everybody had a collective groan when they saw Adam Schefter tweet this, is Christian McCaffrey is on the injury report.
There we go.
Again. With a calf issue. Imagine if you had him in fantasy football. And I understand, like, maybe he's a little bit more torn up about it than people who have him on a fantasy football team. But still, this continues to be an issue. And especially for somebody who has so much tread on the tires, it's not that surprising. It's not a personal knock on Christian McCaffrey. It's just, remember when he was with the Panthers and he was like 92% of their offense? Like, he was involved in every play. So it's just a matter of, like, heavy usage, and eventually, you know, it's going to come to roost when it comes to the bones and the muscles in your body. So I think maybe it's going to be a tough time for the Niners without Christian McCaffrey. I wonder if Sammy P has stopped buying stock in the Niners after this news.
No. You know, the stock drops. He's like, buy the dip. Buy the dip in the Niners. Mm. Everybody's fading the Niners because of CMC. I'm buying more stock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And also, I'm buying some Ethereum this weekend. Sammy P is all in on every single market. We'll ask him. Is he on the show today? Is it Joe? I think it's Joe today. But regardless, I bet he's still buying stock. You got to buy low. That's what they say. Do you have an opinion on Ravens Bills? I mean, this is a marquee game, Sunday Night Football. Going to be a good one. Baltimore's laying a point in Buffalo. Total set at 50.5. Of course, people are making cases for both sides, which makes sense. Should be a great game. What do you think?
Well, this has a line flip in it. We had the Ravens getting points earlier in the week, and this is why you do your teasers on a Tuesday with us on Teaser Tuesday. Because, listen, what I'm rooting for in this game is I got the Ravens at +7.5 in a teaser. I think that is a great leg, and I think a lot of people believe in the Ravens, but still, it is a road game, and I think it could go either way for me. I think I trust the Ravens' defense a little more, so if I had to pick a side, it would be the Ravens. But it's a primetime game in Buffalo. You know those fans are going to be up for this game. Yeah. So I think it could probably go either way.
That's kind of how I feel, but I would lean Buffalo here. It's a night game. It's in Buffalo. Those fans are going to be nuts. And also, Buffalo was a wagon at home last year. And we're looking at a potential AFC Championship preview here. But last year, Buffalo went 10-0 straight up at home. And you can pick Buffalo right now on the money line and just get them at -105. So, like you said, we have seen some money coming on the Ravens. But It should be. I mean, you never know with games like this, but this has the potential to be one of those classic early season games. But I'm going to ride the Bills train. I have the Bills winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to be on Buffalo to win this game against the Ravens. But regardless, both teams have the talent to win it all. They also have some weaknesses as well, and we'll get an early taste of what those look like on Sunday night. Coming up in 5 minutes. Oh, but Jinx, I thought you guys liked college football. Oh, we do. We do. And we're going to talk about the games that we like coming up next on the schedule in week two. Hour two of the Daily Tip is headed your way. It is here on the BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.